Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato.
Well, this week, John Lendorf, we're talking about the lessons you've learned in the kitchen at your new job as a prep cook for a local caterer. In previous conversations, you talked a little bit about the physical demands, being on your feet all day, and then how you had sharpened your knife skills, pun intended. What else have you learned being back in the kitchen?
I have learned, and I guess I knew this, but if you've ever watched any cooking shows, you know, everything's always like pre-measured and sitting out in little bowls and all that stuff, and it seems kind of prissy and... It's just, you know, to make it easy to show how you cook it. What I've discovered while working in the kitchen, especially when I'm making batches of different recipes, like the other day I was making, I think, 15 pounds of potato salad. You methodically go through the recipe and measure everything out and have it ready, and the recipe's in front of you. And my normal pattern was to just start throwing things together, and the folks there informed me that it was good to be organized, and so I started doing it, and it really makes a big difference. I highly recommend it. You don't have to put it in little white dishes or whatever, and you can combine the spices and all of that, but it really gets you into the mindset of the recipe, and it makes it more likely that you won't forget things. And believe me, it's hard for me to recommend organization, because that's not really my strong point. But cleaning up constantly, so that you actually have a clear space, and having sharp knives, you know, are the things that really have made the biggest difference.
Be organized, clean as you go, sharpen your knives.
Yep.
Excellent. Lessons from the kitchen. Any local food news?
Yes, the venerable Walrus Saloon and Restaurant, which once offered Boulder's very first salad bar, believe it or not, closed recently after 46 years in business.
The first salad bar in Boulder.
Wow. Yeah, I know. Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Right. It just wasn't a thing before that. Hey, Sam, eating anything good lately?
Lingonberry jam.
Really?
Are you familiar with the lingonberry?
I am. Usually I just see it at... on pancakes at fancy pancake places. What does it really taste like?
It tastes like a cranberry, but I think it's not quite as tart. It almost has a kind of dry aftertaste to me. Of course, there's lots of sugar in it as well, because it's in a preserve. But
what do you use it on?
I've used it on toast.
Of course.
Deliciously. And I have used it with an almond butter and lingonberry jam sandwich.
God, that sounds great.
Well, come over to my kitchen. I'll make you one.
All right. Everybody eats when they come to his house.
As always, you can listen to archived radio nibbles at news.kgnu.org. We'll see you next week.
Bon appetit.
Do have a bagel, finagle. Don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Mm.